Well, good morning and welcome to our live service today. We're glad you can join us this morning. We just wanted to go through a few announcements as well as a few other things for this next week. But we're glad you could join us. If there's any issues that you see on your end, if you can just comment on this and we will do our best to help fix those. But just a few announcements that we're going to do. First one is Club Rock is finished for the year. With not knowing when school is going to be open again, we have decided as the C board that we were just going to have the last one we had a couple weeks ago be our last Club Rock. But those who are a part of Club Rock, we are going to be sending out a little packet home to the kids to kind of let them know of other things that you can be a part of. During this time of being at home, that's including Right Now Media. And that doesn't just go for Club Rock. If any of you here would like to be a part of our Right Now Media page, get online sermons, Bible studies, things for children, please call the church, email one of us pastors. We'd love to get you with that. There will be no youth group tonight, so we're going to take a one-week break. We'll go from there to see what happens going forward. And then, Lord willing, we'll be doing a baptism May 3rd. If you would like to be a part of that, being baptized, if you would please reach out to Pastor Jim, and we will have you, we'll get a group together, but May 3rd is our intended date. A few other just announcements. The church will be open all week. And so Tuesday through Friday, someone should be here 9 to about 2 to 3 o'clock. If you would like to call the church, request anything, if you have any needs, we would love to serve you in that way, as well as all three of us pastors. If you'd like to get a hold of one of us, we'd love to reach out if it's picking up some errands for you, but the church will be open all week as well. Our call to worship this morning is going to be in Psalm 27, and if you'd like to follow along, Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3. And it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident."
Well, good morning as well. We're going to sing a song together. If you at home, we'll have the lyrics up on the screen. We're going to sing number 8, "Praise to the Lord the Almighty." Number 8, "Praise to the Lord the Almighty." Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. O ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth. Shelters thee under His wings, yes, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how all thy longings have been granted in what He ordaineth? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee.
Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. If with his love he befriend thee, praise to the Lord, oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again. Gladly for hey we adore him.
This is a time that we're go to prayer. Just a couple of announcements also as a reminder that as you see the lights and things are still on here. And that means that there's still bills to come. So we just ask those that attend and those that are members, please continue to send your offerings. You can mail them to Kelvin, or you can stop by the church. As Pastor Andrew said, sometime between 9 and 1 or 2 in the afternoons, drop those off in Kelvin's box. So we just want to remind individuals we know throughout our community, there's other businesses that open with curbside service, things like that. So please, as we start limiting some of our travels, remembering to shop local definitely helps our community out. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we have sung that ultimately, no matter what goes on in our lives, you deserve praise. For you are the one who is sovereign. You are the one who is over all. You watch out over us. That not even a sparrow falls from the sky that you do not know. That you, as our good Father, Jesus told us that even as us earthly fathers, we still give good gifts to our children. So how much more will our Heavenly Father bring us good gifts? And sometimes good is defined differently by you because you are the one that's able to see above and beyond time, and yet you're involved in our lives. Romans tells us that all things will work together for good to those who are called according to your purpose. And that is what we trust through this time of in our country and around the world, in our community, in our state, that good will come out. Father, I pray that we as your people will be able to provide hope for those around us. Thank you that Jesus Christ has taken care of our greatest need of a relationship with you, our Heavenly Father, that he went and endured the cross, despised its shame, and is now seated at your right hand. Father, we do lift up our church members. We have been continuing to pray for Anita that as she has been moved to the nursing home, we pray that you would continue to heal, take away these headaches. Father, we lift up George, and as he is home, we pray that you would also bring healing. Thank you for his family being around him to help during this time. We pray for Donna, that you would give her strength as well. Watch over her health. Father, we think of others that have needs that have not lifted them up. You know them, and you are active, and you are working. Father, I also pray for our community, that you would be with those that work in healthcare, those that are EMT, first responders, that as they interact with individuals, that you would protect their health. We thank you for their ministry. Help them to see themselves as your hands and feet to our community. We do pray for the health of our community, that you would protect us from this virus, that if someone were to catch it, that you would heal. And we pray for those that have been diagnosed in our state, that the worry, the anxiety, they would cast their cares upon you. Father, we do lift up our businesses in our community Some may be struggling. There are those that are out of work because school is not in session. Father, we pray that you would provide. Pray for our students as they transition to what education looks like online, that you would be first and foremost with the technology issues, but also that they would learn, that you would be with the teachers that as they step out doing things that they are not comfortable with, that you would help them to stay connected to their students. Father, we lift up our missionaries. I think of Stephen and Grace, especially Grace as she sees what ministry will be like long distance for her students at KU. I also think of crew at Sunshine at SDSU, that you would help the students to be able to connect with their leaders to continue to grow in their faith. Father, we pray for our country, for our leaders. Give them wisdom. And this is unprecedented times. May we offer grace to them as well as they try to figure out what is best. May they seek first your wisdom and your guidance. And may we be able to lift them up continually as you've told us to pray for our leaders. And that's what we do. We pray for our servicemen and women. Some locally may be called up as the National Guard to help in situations, protect them and their families. And for our service today, we ask that you would speak through Pastor Jason, that you would lay your anointing hand upon him as he brings forth your word. For each one that is watching, both live and seeing this as a recording, that you would touch their lives. May they truly sense your presence and your peace among them, and use each one of us for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.